So Llama Index just said the thing everyone's been thinking. All those RAG frameworks and agent orchestration layers, they're dying. And Jerry Liu is basically admitting his own framework is becoming less necessary. That's wild.
Right, but it's not a collapse in the sense of a company tanking. It's a collapse in the sense of the problem is being solved at a higher level now. Models are just way better at reasoning over raw data. They don't need you to build these elaborate indexing pipelines and orchestration loops anymore. They handle it natively.
So what's actually happening? Like, concretely, what changed between last year and now that makes all this scaffolding irrelevant?
Models got smarter at three big things. One, they can reason over massive amounts of unstructured data and self-correct as they go. Two, tool discovery. They can figure out what tools are available and use them without you hard-coding integrations for each one. And three, they write code. Like 95% of Llama Index code is now generated by AI. Engineers aren't writing integrations anymore. They're just describing what they want in English, and Claude Code writes it.
Wait, so the programming language is just English now? That's the actual shift?
That's what Lou's saying. The boundary between a programmer and someone typing in natural language is gone. You don't need to understand APIs or learn query syntax anymore. You point the agent at a PDF or a database and say, extract this, and it figures it out. 3 years ago, that would break constantly. Now it just works.
Okay, so if the scaffolding is dead, what does Llama Index even sell now? Like, why does the company exist if the problem it was built to solve is gone?
Context. That's the moat. When your orchestration layer isn't the differentiator anymore, what matters is the quality of the data you're feeding the model. Llama Index is betting hard on document parsing and OCR, extracting clean, accurate information from PDFs, scans, images, all those messy file formats that have locked up data for years.
So you're saying the value moved from how do I orchestrate this workflow to how do I get clean information into the model in the first place?
Exactly. Cheaper, more accurate parsing. That's the game now. Because whether you're using OpenAI or Claude or whatever comes next, they all need good context to reason over. The model doesn't matter as much as what you feed it.
That feels like a tough repositioning for a framework company. You went from, we orchestrate your AI stack, to we parse your PDFs better. Is that even a business?
For enterprises, yeah. Document processing at scale is a nightmare. Most companies have thousands of PDFs, scanned contracts, images with text that OCR can't touch. If Llama Index can unlock that data reliably and cheaply, that's real value. But Justy, you're right. It's a narrower moat than orchestration was.
Who's actually using this right now? Like, is it startups still building on top of Llama Index, or is it enterprises trying to modernize their document workflows?
Probably both, but the enterprise play is more defensible. Startups can just use Claude with a prompt and a file, and they're done. Enterprises need to process millions of documents, standardize the output, integrate with legacy systems. That's where the framework still matters.
And the big warning Lou keeps hammering, don't lock yourself into one model or overbuild your stack. Because next month, Claude gets better at reasoning, or OpenAI releases something, and suddenly your whole architecture is obsolete. You need modularity, or you're just building tech debt.
Right. He's saying accept that parts of your infrastructure will be thrown away. You want to stay flexible enough to swap models, swap retrieval strategies, swap whatever, without rewriting everything. That's the real lesson here. Not use Llama Index, but build your stack so you can change your mind.
If you're actually shipping something, the move is probably grab Claude Code or your favorite agent, point it at your data problem, and see what breaks. Then you know where the real gaps are.
Yeah. And if document parsing is the bottleneck, that's where you invest, either Llama Index or open source OCR or whatever fits your budget. But don't spend months building an orchestration layer. The model will do that for you now.
All right, Cody, let's dig into this next week. There's probably a lot of teams still holding on to stacks that are already dead.